going to give those numbers out again to the FCC, the website. Going to give out the number for the syndicator for this troll, this fake conservative, this piece of trash, Michael Reagan, who's there to pacify conservatives so they get their New World Order in. Same corporate interests that own him, own Obama, own Hillary, own them all. McCain. Commitment, Mark. We were talking during the break to PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. They could see it. Internet stream listeners at InfoWars.com for the AM and FM audience. Commitment. Does this scare you off or does this make you commit more?
This is very energizing for me. I've known the consequences of this for quite some time, and I don't know what they think that I'm going to do other than become more energized. I have so much adrenaline pumping through my system. I've been contacting so many people. I'm just going to go even further. And, you know, and I'm perfectly able and willing to defend myself, and I'm not afraid to die. If I die, if I'm murdered, then my soul is then freed, and everybody else can just continue the work. And again, I have contingency plans for information outreach. If that were to happen, people will be contacting the appropriate individuals. Alex, you're top on that list. And so I just want these people to know that I don't know what they think that they're going to accomplish by doing this other than making themselves look completely more criminal and dig their own hole that they're going to be lying in, just wondering what it is that they've done calling for these criminal activities here. His phone number, the syndication company is Radio America, radioamerica.org. The number is 703-302-1000. And in the complaint, say it was on Tuesday. This information is on my site as well. The death threat was made Tuesday, June 10th, during the second hour, and we have audio of that.
Not just a death threat, not just a terroristic threat. He publicly contracted services for a premeditated capital murder of Mark Dice.
Wanting to pay for the bullet and mentioning it three times that he thinks that I should be murdered. The FCC's number is 1-800-CALL-FCC. And again, please go to my site, get the press release, and email it out to all the news agencies. Let's get everybody talking about
this. Yeah, it's up on InfoWars.com, MarkDice.com, TheResistanceManifesto.com. Were you able to dig up this little troll's radio show number?
I haven't done that yet. I've been too busy. I'm sure you can go to Reagan.com and check it out, and you get the times there. You can probably stream the show. And again, feed the screener.
Look, they've hired domestic death squads. We're talking about that next. They are desperate. The New World Order is desperate. They want to do here what they did in Nicaragua, Guatemala, El Salvador. And it's not going to happen, bastards. This is home of the free, land of the brave. You
Look,
understand?
I want to say, too, to anybody that's getting involved or that's thinking about getting involved, and if they're afraid that something like this is going to happen to them, I want to urge you to not be afraid, to just continue on the course of action. Jesus said that the greatest thing that a man can do is to lay his life down for his fellow man, and that's what they want you to do, is to be afraid so that you won't take action. And fear, I've heard, is an acronym for false evidence appearing real. And these people want to be bullies. They want to try to scare everybody into thinking that they're going to stop us. And even if they do commit acts and commit crimes against us and frame us, there's other individuals that are going to expose them, that are going to continue the movement. And let's just use this as a reason to energize and to increase
Absolutely.
Our efforts. And again, I want to urge everybody to start emailing the troops and sending the troops more DVDs.
Yeah, this
more
is. Let's not forget their death threat. They're contracting for murder on national radio. It is only going to blow up in their face. Everybody. In fact, I'm so busy I wasn't going to do it myself. But we're going to mail the troops some packages here. And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We are not going to stop. All the details at markdice.com. Mark, let my producer call you right now. I want to talk to you this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We've got the live show of the Sunday abbreviated edition of the 4-hour weekday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I want to have you on the show. This is just absolutely incredible, and we'll be talking to you on Sunday. And we're all going to be praying for you, Mark. We appreciate your courage.
Thank you. And Michael Reagan said, if you got a problem with it, deal with it. So we're dealing with it.
Yeah, we're going to deal with him. He's going to get civilly sued, and he's probably going to go to prison. He has contracted for murder in front of everyone, committed an incredible crime. We need injunctions now to stop further murder, calls for murder. The person that may try to murder Mark Dice or anybody else is going to be listening the next time he does it. This is a clear danger. He must be injuncted now from further crimes. Mark Dice, stay right there.
For centuries, Selk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan Gourmet Salt and Healy Bath Salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, Ionizing Salt Crystal Lamps, Respiratory Relieving Salt Pipes, Pain Relieving Pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jesse Benton with the latest Ron Paul campaign news, the last 15 minutes of the show. I'm going to have the gentleman we're about to talk to back up in the near future. 35 minutes is not enough with him. He's David Edwards. Works with David Ray Griffin, works with Peter Dale Scott, writing a book with him right now about death squads and more. This fits in. We were talking about domestic death squads, the private security firms. They run the red light cameras, the surveillance cameras. It's the military-industrial complex, foreignly owned, coming and taking over. But I want to play again from right when he's making the death threat, about 30 seconds in. This is Michael Reagan, ninth largest talk show host rated by talkers, 4 million listeners per day in his second hour. It's on all over Texas. You can hear him on three stations that come into Austin, calling for murder, contracting for murder, calling for people to kill, saying he will pay for it, and calling for the murder of anyone that gives 9/11 truth information to the troops. Let's play this vicious, unprecedented 1939-style intimidation, the exact same kind of stuff they did in Germany to shut up the opposition. This is pure evil, and we're only going to the next level. You threaten my family, it's been happening. Threaten my wife, you bastards. Listen, I don't know about you, but down here in Texas, folks, my family didn't fight at San Jacinto and didn't raise Colonel Travis's son and didn't go through everything we went through to be a bunch of cowards, and Americans aren't made of cowardly stuff. You've mesmerized us. You've got us into your false left-right paradigm. You put everybody to sleep, but they're waking up now, and people don't like it. They don't like your tyranny. They're not scared of you. We're still made of the right stuff, ladies and gentlemen, and you're going to go to prison, all of you. You're just going to keep pushing and pushing. Let's play the serious crime.
We ought to find the people who are doing this, take them out, and shoot them. Really. Just find the people who are sending those letters to our troops to demoralize our troops and do what they're doing. You take them out. They are traitors to this country, and shoot them. You have a problem with that? Deal with it. But anybody who would do that doesn't deserve to live. You shoot them. You call them traitors. That's what they are. And you shoot them dead. I'll pay for the bullet. Mark Dice, the founder of The Resistance, which he calls a media watchdog group, says that the U.S. government was responsible for the September 11th terrorist attacks and that the armed forces should know it. People want the facts. The Marines are hungry for the truth. What got them there in Iraq? Why are they risking their lives? And we're going to help them understand that. So he's going to send letters and declassified government documents that he says can prove the government's responsibility for the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. And he's urging others to do the same. Now, Captain Pete Hegseth, Executive Director of Vets for Freedom, you ought to get him on too, Brett.
I'm on it.
Says, you know something, these are going to end up in the trash, or they're going to end up in the toilet, or they're going to end up on the firing range. How about you take Mark Dice out and put him in the middle of the firing range? Tie him to a post, don't blindfold him, let it rip and have some fun with Mark Dice. These people are just, folks, I'm telling you, outrageous.
Now we know where the Ron Paul supporters went.
That's enough of this bastard. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a big deal. You need to tell everybody this weekend to go to markdice.com, infowars.com, get the story, get the link, call every government agency, because if they can get away with this, this is part of a program they follow in countries. They got 30% of the population that'll do anything they say. That's going to be the ruling class, the ruling death squad enforcers. We're going to go to Mark Dice in just a moment. And we're going to let him go in a second. I want him to talk about the death threats he's getting as a result of this. But I wanted to go to David Edwards, an expert on death squads, co-authoring a book right now on the subject. And he is an academic. He has been all over the world reporting on this, seeing it firsthand. I just had you on for about 10 minutes a few days ago. Tuesday, the day he did this, we're learning about it 2 days, 3 days later. We were talking about how they're going to unleash death squads, how they're calling for our death on TV, saying 9/11 truthers need to be tortured, tased, go to secret prisons. This is a guy who admittedly gets talking points from the White House, New York Times. He goes there and gets orders. This is directly from the White House. We have Congress having hearings showing 9/11 truth, architects and engineers saying they're with Al-Qaeda. What does this mean to you to see this happening, David Edwards, as an academic that's been studying this for decades?
Well, this is really close to the bone for me. While I was teaching in the University of Maryland system, I'm an expert in the Andean region, and I speak some of the Indian languages in that region. And while I was teaching in the University of Maryland system, I was setting up language training courses for anthropology students in those languages, and was approached by one of these private security firms that provides linguistic and other sorts of services to the Pentagon. And they attempted to tempt me to work for them and set up a Quechua language training program. Quechua is the Incan language for appeared special forces and that type of group. They were very interested, it appeared, to get back into Bolivia and overthrow the first Indian president elected to the Bolivian presidency. And I, of course, refused to work with them. And I got information through channels to Evo Morales, the Bolivian president. And right after that, I had one of my cars. I lived in Annapolis, Maryland, so I was right in the heart of this system. And someone literally picked up and wrapped one of my vehicles around the tree in front of my house. And then I endured for several days. I had to commute long distances to the college where I was teaching, and I had Maryland State Troopers escort me the entire 80 miles one way when I was going to work, and they made a very clear presentation of the fact that people very high up were very irritated that I had transmitted that information to the
president.
Well,
I want you to tell that story after Mark leaves. He's got to go. That's why you're here, to go over this network. They've taken over hundreds of countries in black ops. They're just deciding to do it here. What does it mean when a White House operative like Michael Reagan calls openly and contracts for Mark Dice's murder?
Well, that's... They know, Alex, that this information is going to come right across your radar screen. And basically what they're saying is they're not only telling Mark, but they're telling you something. That's
they already
really
told me with phone calls this week, believe me.
So I think that's what you need to really pay attention to.
Who do they think we are? I'm not going to stop. Ever.
Yes, and I think that's very obvious to them as well. And basically what they're not trying to intimidate you. They're basically telling you that they've been given the green light.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's the way it is. God, they're scum. I just can't believe they're doing it to this country so their buddies can suck it dry. Mark Dice comments.
Yeah, I'll just want to thank them if they ever do release me from this earthly plane. And then I just want everybody else to just continue the fight and get the word out. And again, don't be scared. That's what they want everybody to do.
I'm not scared, so. Yeah. Don't let it scare you, listeners. It means we're beating them. Oh, they can't stop us all.
No, this is energizing. It's very disturbing.
And it confirms everything we know about this scum.
Yeah, you know, we're the ones that really care about this country. We're the ones that are upholding the Constitution. These are the Nazis. These are the terrorists. This just absolutely proves beyond a doubt that these are the terrorists. And it's going to be interesting to see if the mainstream media picks this up or if there's going to be a total blackout on this.
Well, I know going into the belly of the beast in Virginia and Maryland and D.C., having them come right up to me and saying, you plan to do something violent? We want to do something violent? Photographing us, we'd videotape them, they'd put clown masks on. I mean, that's what our country's turned into, being followed by guys in clown masks. I mean, it's just so incredible. Folks, they're going to take all your pension funds, everything. That's what this is about. They are going to explain to them, David Edwards studying this and teaching, you know, as a professor at graduate level on this, what is it like to know that they're doing here what they did in all these third world countries, that they're really going to do it?
Well, I think, please, and let me know when you've got a time sensitivity, but the book that Peter and I are writing about really does go back to the literal belly of the beast, and during those last days of World War II and Alan Dulles recruiting Gestapo SS stormtroopers, you know, the worst sort of war criminals, and not just a few, but literally tens of thousands of Nazi troops.
My uncle was in Vietnam and would see the sons of famous four-star Nazi generals in his command in the army, but go ahead.
Well, that's absolutely right. You had Nazi torturers, training U.S. troops, Green Beret troops in Operation Phoenix, and we also, we're going to be looking at the Office of Public Safety operating as a CIA front.
Well, stay there. We're going to say bye to Mark Dice now. We're going to come back for a couple segments with you and go over this. We're going to have you back on again in the near future. This just broke in the middle of it, and it just so happens you're a death squad expert, one of the top ones, and here we are dealing with it. Mark, good job. Upsetting the enemy with your great idea. It shows it's an effective attack pattern. No one's going to stop anybody from getting this out. This is an attempt to intimidate everybody. It doesn't intimidate us. In closing, give out those phone numbers again.
Contact the FCC at 1-888-CALL-FCC. You can also go to my site and then email them. And again, try to include the date and the broadcast hour of the show. Of course, the host's name. You can contact Michael's syndicator at 703-302-1000. And please get the press release out to the mainstream media. Let's send a message to them. And I don't think that these fools know that I know how the media works. I know how to slip through the cracks. I know how to find out when they're asleep at the switch.
Mark, stay there. We're going to go ahead and just do, for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and the InfoWars stream listeners, this is so important, life-threatening. We're going to cover these 4 minutes with you right now and our guest. Then we're going to let you go in about 3 minutes and exclusively talk to the academic we have on covering the death squad. Stay with us.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal minds. And boys, we'll ride again.
We'll ride again, no matter what you do to us.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living.
The spirit of humanity, the spirit of liberty.
I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberal.
You're gonna lose.
Man.
You've done so many horrible things to so many people. All those graves they've dug up all over Latin America and Asia, where you gunned down whole families and little babies.
The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do.
You're going to pay.
He tells me that he's coming.
They've trained Los Zetas, Mexican paramilitary teams committing murders from Indiana to Texas. All right, going to our guest, David Edwards, academic. Give out any websites you want. You've got the floor. David, break down what we're facing.
Thanks so much, Alex. I just wanted to, I've always told myself that if I had the opportunity to speak with you, I just wanted to tip my hat to you and your work surrounding the Bohemian Grove. I had a very interesting experience some 30 years ago as I started to realize that my own father was a member of the Bohemian Club, as he had related to me and what exactly that meant. And I went for years really not understanding what all that meant until I was able to go to your website sometime late in 2000 and actually found video streaming. So that really changed my life. I just wanted to thank you for that. Are you there? Hello? Oh, okay. Anyway, as it is, I thought that it would be really salient just trying to get a grasp of the moment and thinking about, you know, what's happened in the last few years and what's taking place right now. I just was going to read very quickly one of the documents that was discovered among some of the former Italian fascist Gladio warriors, and undoubtedly having emanated from the NATO Supreme Command, describing the strategy of attention and just very clearly talking about what our moment is right now. So I'm going to just read that really quickly. Our belief is that, and again I'm quoting, our belief is that the first phase of political activity ought to be to create the conditions favoring the installation of chaos in all of the regime's structures. And this is talking about any regime that the Gladio system, or the Condor system for that matter, which was a subset of the Gladio operations, any regime that this system would target. This should necessarily begin with the undermining of the state economy so as to arrive at confusion throughout the whole legal apparatus. This leads on to a situation of strong political tension, fear in the world of industry, and hostility toward the government and the political parties. In our view, the first move we should make is to destroy the structure of the democratic state under the cover of communist and pro-Chinese activities. Moreover, we have people who have infiltrated these groups, and obviously we will have to tailor our actions to the ethos of the milieu, depending on what the culture of that particular country or regime might be. Propaganda and action of a sort which will seem to have emanated from our communist adversaries, and pressure brought to bear on people in whom power is invested at every level. That will create a feeling of hostility toward those who threaten the peace of each and every nation, and at the same time we must raise up a defender of the citizenry against the disintegration brought about by terrorism and subversion. And what we see here in this little microscopic event with Mark is that obviously that strategy of tension is being turned on him, and he's being depicted as being subversive, as being then quote-unquote a terrorist, which is what they do. And then riding in on the white horse in the microcosm is this Reagan fellow who's basically saying we're going to go ahead and defend our country, defend our troops against this subversion.
Listen, I'm giving you the floor in here, man. I'm sitting back listening, so go ahead.
Oh, okay.
We're about to go to break in a moment, though.
I'm just so used to you being such a ready participant in the conversation.
I know, but I cut
anyway,
your time short today, so I'm
like
letting you go.
Like I was saying earlier, I really do know what Mark's going through. Of course, my communication was in a far more restricted sort of quiet arena, in that I was teaching 9/11 truth in the University of Maryland system. And I was also communicating information to those who I thought that information might be sensitive. And
all right, listen. The full audience is back in 3 minutes, but this is so important. I want to keep talking to you during the break. People listening on the Infowars.com streams, and, of course, those listening, watching PrisonPlanet.tv, because these death threats are too important. We need every minute of time we have, because we've got the Ron Paul campaign on in 15 minutes.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
I gotta say, it's exciting. It's exhilarating. My life means something. I'm going toe-to-toe with the private security firms and the people inside the criminal government that work with the Fortune 100 banks that are gutting this country, setting it up to take the pension funds, the whole economy down, as the IMF and World Bank documents 2002, March, that were released, state they will do. We're here defending the Republic. We were just talking to this academic. They're working for the Smithsonian. They tried to recruit him into covert operations. He spoke out against it, exposed it, tried to kill him. After they tried to run him down with a semi to see the black op, high and tight guys right there looking at you like they're hunting. It's like they're devils when you look in their eyes. What they don't understand is they could probably break me, put me in a bag, keep a hood over my head, torture me for months. I'll be a mess. But it doesn't matter. My missiles in the info war are fired. My payload is dropped. I'm there. I've done it. I have gotten hundreds of millions of people, conservatively, to see the films I produced online. I have woken up tens of millions. You, my listeners, have done the same thing. And I know I've done the right thing. And I know that I'm declaring the victory. Right now, you can't take away what we've done. Going back to you, sir, we got about 12 minutes before Ron Paul's, and half the time his campaign head is just so busy, he wanted on, but he'll end up not calling in, so maybe to the end of the hour, but we'll see what happens. Are we calling Ron Paul's guy, Jesse Bentner, or is he calling us, John? Okay, we'll call him at about 45 after. You've got the floor for the last time that we've got. I'll have you back up in the next few weeks for 2 hours. This is too important. But continue. You were reading their own government documents, declassified, about how they control the communists, the fascists. It's all staged. Continue.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Well, One of the things that, referencing back to Operation Condor, which many people don't realize, Operation Condor was a subset of Operation Gladio, and oftentimes you had Gladio warriors, and I'm talking about ex-Nazi commandos, SS, Gestapo, as well as Italian black-shirt fascists, and the other sort of paramilitaries that were developed by NATO, by the CIA, after World War II, would come from Europe, go into Latin America, and participate, lead, train, organize death squads, torture cells, and so it Operation Condor was definitely a subset of Operation Gladio.
And now they're using the cadres they trained, tens of thousands, and it's now mainstream news. We reported it years before it came out in Iraq, and now they're trying to.
I'm so glad you're bringing that up, Alex. That's exactly. I just wanted to sort of trace that genealogy really quickly. That one of the things that people don't generally understand is that Operation Condor, which was basically a South American phenomenon, was then brought up into Central America in the 1980s, and Oliver North and all of the Iran-Contra villains were involved in an Operation Condor operation in Central America, in the Honduras, Salvador, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Guatemala, and the massacre of, about 150,000 Guatemala Mayo was a Condor operation. And Oliver North and the different Condor commandos who were working in Central America then later on, and as well as the South American Condorites, did organize themselves into private security firms that are being contracted, as you were saying, into Iraq, as well as in operations throughout North and South America. So you have here a cadre of tens of thousands of private security employees who have been trained either directly or indirectly, literally, by Nazis.
And now it's come out mainstream news that the Army training schools teach them how to torture people. Now it's not even hidden what went on at the School of Americas.
That's exactly right. And that entire complex of the School of the Americas and Operation Condor had as its genesis the bringing over of the Nazis into South America back in the late 40s and the 50s.
And really, this is private corporate interests with drug dealing, murdering, torture teams that just said, why not take the U.S. over too? And their arrogant, haughty North and his buddies like Reagan, they just know it. I mean, they all brag about it. They get to act like they're patriotic while they suck the country dry and they prance around. And don't think the left's going to save you. They're just as involved now. This thing transcends parties, doesn't it now?
Well, that's exactly right. One of the things that I definitely wanted to say today was that, unfortunately, one of the big psyops is that we currently live in a fascist state, and the psyop is that all of the facades of American Republican democracy, continue to exist when in fact they do not. And that's the appeal that I was hearing today about, appealing to the judicial system and everything, which undoubtedly at the lower levels, the last bastion of constitutional democracy here in this country. And yet, still, we really don't have anything but a hollow shell of the constitutional government that we have been raised to believe in. So the problem here is that now when they start to get more overt like this, which is exactly what they did in South America in the Condor years, I think basically what they're basically saying is, we're going to go ahead, we're going to do what we want to do, and you just watch, we can do this with impunity.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of people in this country who aren't poor, starving, unarmed, Mesoamerican populations, and it's going to get bad. My God. Now, going on so long. That's part one. I want you to answer that. But then part two, look at the intelligence community speaking out. Look at all the generals coming out. Look at people saying no to torture. I mean, I want people to know we've got a fighting chance here. They may be able to kill a few of us and try to scare everybody. You got to get more vocal if that happens, folks. Don't let us die in vain if that is to happen. And God forbid it. I love my life and wanted to continue on. But go ahead and comment on that.
Well, I think I'm going to come at this from a very different angle. One of the other things that I did want to communicate today was that I am a cultural anthropologist, and I'm currently working with the more traditional and the more religious Hopi Indians. And just in the course of events, I did share some of the information that I'd been able to discover in the last 7 or 8 years, and just talking to them about 9/11 and that type of thing. And surprisingly, the Hopi Indians actually have a number of prophecies that directly address the current situation that we're in right now. And while I can't be exactly specific, one of the things that they do say is that there will be something that will make the 1860s in this country just look like nothing, that there is going to be a huge conflict within this country and a very large loss of life.
Well, just geopolitically, I can look at that from a sociological perspective. And, you know, these young guys on power trips that have tortured, they've wedded themselves to evil, they've committed to what they're doing because they've had to rationalize it. Some are just psychopaths. I want you to address the point. They are losing the moral ground. A lot of their people do not like what's happening now. It's one thing to go down there and kill, quote, foreigners. It's another thing to come here and do it, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's exactly that. And that very much mirrors when you talk about the retired intelligence community, the retired military, all these generals leaving. This is exactly what happened in all of the South American countries where Condor existed, which is basically all of them, but Brazil, Uruguay, Paraguay, Argentina, Peru, Bolivia, Ecuador, you name it, and in Chile, obviously. But in all of those countries, you had this small fascist elite who then went after what they called the constitutionalists. And that included generals and politicians. And they, much of what Condor was about was identifying the opposition in the regular hierarchy of the military and the political world and murdering those people and eliminating them so that they could silence all official or legitimate voices of opposition to this program. So they start out as a very small, tight, elite cadre, and then they go about eliminating all of the significant, legitimate voices.
But again, I've analyzed the history. I mean, you're an expert in this, but you recognize I've read quite a bit about it myself and had a lot of other experts on. I see a different sociological makeup here, and they even admit in a lot of their own documents that it's not going to be as easy here as it was in Latin America. And a lot of them, people are going to strike back, is my point. This is not just...
Well, yes, and I've had conversations with... I think one of the things that they've actually, you know, now try to avoid, but I think the Vietnam War actually comes into play here because...
Fragging.
There you had a very large group of citizen vets who have now come back and who understand how to handle themselves, et cetera. And I have actually had conversations with vets who say to me, you know, if what you say is true about 9/11 and all of this, what they say is that there are 500,000 people who would, in fact, fight against something like that if what you're saying is true.
Well, that's the bottom line. I think they really are starting to fight with a tiger, and they're a mouse, and I... Just hope to God they stop. I mean, I hope to God they slow down, but the signs are, folks, this is the end game. We told you this was real. We told you they were building camps. And you're the main target, American people. You know, it's not just us at the forefront fighting them. And I'm at the point of no return a long time ago. I'm committed to this, and I'm at peace with that. It's just so sad that more good people didn't stand up earlier before this probably unfolds. It's just so sad. God, it's
well, and as you know, I'm working with Peter Dale Scott on this book, and he is one of the foremost voices in terms of trying to bring to light what it is that they've been doing ever since the 1980s and the development of continuity of government in terms of the internment camps And one of the things that, again, one of the things that people don't realize is that the internment camps, concentration camps, torture camps were a very huge part of the apparatus of Operation Condor.
God, I think about all the admitted crimes, how they would enjoyably murder children and torture them to death. I just can't believe that's who we are. And I can't believe that they somehow sold a bunch of mainline conservatives that that's manly. God help them all. God help them all. God help them.
Well, you know, Alex, one other thing that I really did want to share today before we ran out of time was that, you know, when we start talking about our political leadership, you know, one has to realize that, just give you one example.
Well, let me say this. There's a reason Congress doesn't impeach. There's a reason. They're all scared, too. They know.
Well, as early as 1979, there was a secret classified Senate report that talked about the fact that the CIA was running Operation Condor with the full participation of Nazi, Gestapo, SS cadres, you know, maybe perhaps even numbering into the tens of thousands. And that was a secret classified Senate report. It's still classified. Jack Anderson got his hands on it and started reporting on it in August of 1979.
Well, listen, we got to let you go because we've got the Ron Paul campaign here, but I'll say this. My grandfather was worked in the oil fields and was a lease hound. And when he was out in Midland, Texas, he said that he'd go into the military slash, you know, oil field worker bar restaurants, and he'd see a bunch of Germans there in U.S. military uniforms. This wasn't with NASA. So it's just everywhere. Give out some websites real fast, and then we're going to have you back up in the next few weeks.
Thanks a lot, Alex. It's been a real honor. My website, where you can see some of the work that I did with the Smithsonian, is www.treetribes, just like it sounds, treetribes.com.
Treetribes.com. David Edwards.
You can just go to the Smithsonian page and you can see my work over there.
All right, we're going to talk to you for a full 2 hours in the near future. Take care, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Thanks a lot.
You bet. Thank you. Let's go to Jesse Benton for the next 3 minutes and then the final segment of the show coming up with Ron Paul's announcement. He never really even said he was dropping out of the campaign last night, but the website said that. So to be specific, what is going on, Jesse Benton?
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me on. What's going on is we're launching phase two of this revolution. The presidential campaign was phase one in the revolution to restore our republic and take back our Constitution. And if you just look at the incredible expansion of liberty-minded people and the way the message spread during the past 17 months of the PCC, it's been incredible, and it's all because of the grassroots supporters out there. And now, what Dr. Paul has legally ended the PCC, but that's just to get the FEC off our backs so we can really do the work that we need to do. And that is rolling up our sleeves, you know, working with the grassroots. Dr. Paul's going to be a leader, and, but at the same time, he's going to encourage the grassroots to keep going with all the spontaneous creativity that they've shown throughout this campaign. And he's going to be there to help encourage and lead. We're going to organize at the grassroots level, and we're going to elect other candidates, constitutionalist candidates, limited government candidates to office at the state and federal level all across this country.
Jesse Benton, tell us about the parallel convention or rally that's going to be happening in Minnesota.
It's going to be at the Williams Arena at the University of Minnesota. It's going to be on Tuesday, September 2nd. It's going to be an all-day event. We're inviting some great guest speakers. We're going to have entertainment. We're going to have just a really amazing day. It's going to be a celebration of liberty and a celebration of traditional Republican values, real limited government. And we're going to send a powerful message to the Republican Party that the limited government works. There are people out there that really want their freedoms, they want their liberties, and they want the Republican Party to return to what they used to stand for. And that, of
Jesse,
course, is the party of limited government.
What about with all the delegates Ron Paul got? What are we planning inside the main convention?
Dr. Paul is still strongly encouraging all of his delegates to go. You know, we believe we have about 50 people that were bound to Dr. Paul, and then we think we have dozens and dozens more that were perhaps bound to other candidates, but were supportive of Dr. Paul. We're saying still go, take part, be a voice for limited government, be respectful, yet be very energetic, and let's show these Republicans that we want limited government, influence the platform, and let's get this party fixed.
Jesse Benton, how much money was left over that was raised, and what is that going to be used on?
$4 million is left over, and we're moving very carefully because the FEC is very fickle. But that money is going to be able to be transferred into the new organization, Campaign for Liberty. Check us out at thecampaignforliberty.com and sign up to join us today. So that money is going to be there for grassroots organizing, for getting the message out, and for electing candidates.
The congressman told me about a month ago on air that he was going to launch a battle plan to fight the NAU, to fight the open borders, to fight to end the war, so that the huge organization of grassroots still has actions to take to keep this army together. Jesse?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about. We need to increase our numbers. That's why we had to transition into phase two of this revolution, because when you're operating under FEC guidelines, there's just very little that you can do. We need to grow this effort.
Well, $4 million is great seed for that. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Final segment with Jesse Benton, Communications Director Ron Paul, 2008.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
We have confirmed it. Tim Russert, 58, was vacationing with his family in Italy. He returned last night, collapsed while recording a track at Bureau in D.C.
There must be some kind of
industry shock. He's dead.
Set a joker to the thief.
Yeah, life isn't a joke, folks, and it goes by so quick. And all you that serve evil, you're going to have your judgment before God one day. Very wicked man is dead. We're sad for his family, though. Served the New World Order with pride. Now he's gone to his father. Jesse Benton, in closing with the Ron Paul 2008 campaign, I salute you for your fine work. The Trilateral Commission, we got their minutes out. Number one thing was the Ron Paul Revolution, not winning the presidency, but the fact that young people are learning about liberty instead of statism and centralization. In two final minutes, you've got the floor. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, well, of course, there's plenty I'd like to add, Alex, because, I mean, your listeners really, they really go all out to support this cause. And, you know, we just want to encourage everybody to go ahead and visit campaignforliberty.com, sign up to join us, check out our blog, and start sending us comments about, you know, what you'd like to see us be doing. Also, you know, pledge to come and make plans to come to the rally on September 2nd. It's going to be great. We're going to have a great time. It's going to be wonderful, and every single person that gets there is going to be one more bullet in our gun to really just fire at the establishment and say that, hey, you know, we want limited government, we want our liberty. So I just hope everybody can get there and really just celebrate our American traditions.
Absolutely, and you're getting all hitched up soon into the Ron Paul clan, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I met my fiance Valerie Pyatt, who's one of Ron's granddaughters, on the campaign, and we're getting married August 22nd. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be a mortgage slave, Alex. I just put an offer in on a house, and it was accepted. So I'm happy, yet just a little bit nervous about being tied down to the banking system. But
well, Jesse, we commend you for a fabulous job with the campaign, and onward and upward. And we'll continue to talk to you as this develops. Are you now going to join the new Liberty Group, or are you going to, when is the official campaign going to shut down?
The campaign shut its doors today, and Campaign for Liberty is an organization. We're up and running, and we need everybody out there's support. So, yes, I will be joining, and in what capacity is yet to be decided by
Dr. listen, you're
Paul,
a smart guy, but get that manifesto, not just the book, but like four battle points out as soon as you can before any momentum is lost. Jesse Benton, we salute you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
We beat the Lisbon Treaty today. Tim Russert died today at NBC while cutting a track. Tyranny's all over the place. Michael Reagan's death-threatening people on air, soliciting murder on air, and it is a threat to everyone. That's a threat directly from the White House. I would ask people, if they kill me or Mark Dice or anybody in my family, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Avenge me. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm nonviolent, but I want whoever does it to be brought to justice. And I want the enemy brought to justice, and we'll continue to fight for you as well. But we're not going to let these unbelievably despicable death squads, we know they use a lot of foreigners too, Israelis and others, just keep doing this to us, man. We just want to be free. Leave us alone. Stop destroying our dollar, our name, our country. Stop carrying out terror attacks. You killed 3,000 people. Well, in the military, sometimes we've got to have a pawn sacrifice for the larger betterment of the country. Bull. You don't care about this country. You're destroying this country. Michael Reagan's show starts in 2 hours. Call in on it, folks. Okay, and call the FCC, call everybody else. I'll see you back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Burmese is sitting in some next week, and I'm going to re-air, so I was going to spend some time with my family. But now I don't even know if I can take off of all this insanity going on. Really miss my family. But I'm doing this for everybody's family, and I appreciate all of you out there praying for us. We need your prayers. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. God bless you all. Retransmission of one of the best shows we ever did starts now at Infowars.com. This is probably one of the best shows. We had Kucinich on, Nader, everybody. Starts now at Infowars.com. The streams are there. Check it out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Now.